Aleishur Chilik Beis Tav Tes Vav at the bottom, the last paragraph. Beveiru Halacha Beira Chaim Siman Tav Kuf Ein Aleph Kosuv. So the Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. Beira Halacha writes as follows. Veroisi Laatik Poi. I saw fit to copy here. Mashekosav Ashla B'Shem Sefer Haridim. That which the Shla, citing the Haridim, says. V'zul Hashanah. Shematza B'Sech Sifer Mekubal Eloki Chassid HaKadisha. Rav Rabbi Yitzchak Luria Ashkenazizal, he found in the writings of the Arizal, Besefer Echad Ksivas Yad, in manuscript, he writes, Kol ma shetimtza besigufim vechulei. Whatever you find in our literature, in the Torah literature, regarding fasting and all sorts of afflictions, lo yinizkeru ela lemi shein amalei batira. That was mentioned, it's fitting for those who are not toiling in Tira. And then those things may be appropriate under certain circumstances, taking on fasts or rolling in the snow or all these things that are mentioned in the Sfarim. Aval misha sirasei umanusoi, a person whose involvement is largely in Tira, ve'yodea das ve'iras Hashem, lo yichelash ve'reis batem nilmodoi. Such a person should not weaken himself through fasting, for example, and then... lose out on his learning. Rather, achyayim echad min ha-shavua yisrachek mi-bnei adam. One day a week, he should distance himself from people. V'yisboided beinoi levein koinoi. He should find solitude, just him and his creator. V'yiskasher ma-chashavtoi boi. He should focus on the following. Ke'ilu kvar oimed lefanav b'yom adin. As if it's already yom adin, and he's standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And see over here, it's notable, I think, that the Arizal speaking about yisboided, as the author himself said, that the key characteristic of judgment is that a person stands in loneliness before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on judgment, completely by himself. And speak to Hashem as the servant speaks to his master, as the son speaks to his father. That's the end of the quotation. We see here, says the author, that even teshuvah, for a Talmid Chacham, somebody who's involved in learning, is specifically when one is alone. Hare avoida rabba lefaninu. We have much work ahead of us. Le'achanas haregaim shenavo lefanav yizbarach kivnei marim. For in preparation for those moments in which we pass before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara says, kivnei marim, we saw three explanations. This is a summary. Limudu tira amiti shelein erames etzmenu. Real limud tira, sincere and genuine limud tira, which is devoid of self-delusion as to what one understands and what one does not understand. Limud musar le'oirer nafshenu ve'lo lilmoid stam. Learning musar that actually has an impact upon us, as the Rabbeinu Yonah says. Not just to learn in order to say, well, I finished such and such sforim. V'yisboididus lechol apachois sha'a b'meshech ha'shavua. And solitude for a minimum of an hour during the week. To be with ourselves, without the interruption, an opportunity to do a cheshbon nefesh. These are all small steps in the direction of the great project of becoming individuals. Because once again, it will be in total solitude, in total isolation, that the individual will stand before the Creator on Yom Hadin. Ad Kan.